Let us pray. O Lord God, Heavenly Father, Son, Holy Spirit, be with us this evening. Bless us as we turn to your word and we look for its inspiration, its teaching, its faith that it gives to us for life, life that is always growing, life that is always living. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I want to be looking at the first lesson that Pastor Adel read just a moment ago and invite you to follow along in the Bible. I am going to go through it verse by verse. There are so many excellent things for us to learn here and be refreshed and reminded of. You may have heard this phrase. Sometimes people say that so-and-so is so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good. It's supposed to describe somebody that thinks so much about heaven, is looking so forward to going to heaven, that they don't take care of their business here on earth, and things begin to fall apart. This passage before us from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, which is found on page 966, if you want to follow along there, really teaches us the opposite, that our great temptation is really to be so earthly-minded that we forget about the things of heaven. And that also can affect our earthly life and make it less than what God wants it to be for us. These are good teachings. These are teachings that ensure for us earthly blessings as well as eternal blessings. I begin chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. We know that if the tent, that is our earthly home, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling. What happens when we die? Some people think nothing at all. But the Bible teaches us that when we die, there's a separation of the body and the soul. And that is when God seals for us our relationship that we have with Him or that we didn't have with Him. Everything is sealed. Everything is set. If we lived our lives on earth separated from God, then we will live our lives eternally separated from God. God doesn't force anyone to spend their eternity with Him. And the real tragedy of all of this is that even while we are here on earth, and even though we may be separated by God through lack of faith and repentance and forgiveness, we are still experiencing many blessings from Him. Jesus said that God sends His rain upon the just and upon the unjust. But when we come to the end of this earthly life, all of those blessings go away along with our final and complete separation from God. But if we are connected to God now, connected with faith, with repentance, and with forgiveness through the cross of Christ, that connection just continues, and not only continues, but in eternity grows stronger and stronger. Notice how Paul says that here on earth, our body is like a tent, but in heaven it will be like a home. We are more established in eternity than we are here on earth. Jesus said it this way in John 14. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am there, you may be also. A place that He has built, not that we have built, but one that He has built for us. The comic writer Johnny Hart, in his comic strip BC, one time pictured two women who were sitting on a hill. One was reading a Bible, and she said, it says here that Jesus descended into hell. The other one said, oh my gosh. He said, no, hang on. He only went there to cancel our reservations. Jesus gained the victory over that eternal separation that is hell and what hell is all about. Continuing, verses 3 to 4. If indeed by putting it on we may not be found naked, for while we are still in this tent we groan, being burdened, not that we should be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Sometimes the sin-decayed life that we live and must live here in this world causes us to think less about the things that are physical, especially as we experience sickness and old age and accidents and other difficulties. There's a temptation to think that the body is not really very important. But the Bible never speaks of those things that way. God loves both the body and the soul, and he created both, and he has a plan for both. And again, Paul says that in heaven we are further clothed. Things become actually more physical for us in heaven. And that raises a question that sometimes people ask me about, Pastor, is it okay if when I die I'm cremated? Tomorrow morning I'm going to speak about this in our Bible study I've titled Dying, Death, and Funerals. If you can't make it back tomorrow morning for that, it's all been printed up and you can pick up a copy as you leave today. Cremation is something that we need to think about because of this. In most religions and in many people's minds, cremation is kind of a symbol that it's all over with. The body's done with. It's just put to ashes and it goes away. But in the Bible, God always speaks of the body in a different light and in a different way. Like this, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. And so our bodies, though they are racked with pain at times, though they are always growing weaker and are being affected by the burdens of sin in this world, nevertheless, there's still a lot of good in them, and there is an ultimate plan that God has for that body that he has given to each of us. In 2012, I went on a family vacation to Idaho, and I was on a Nez Perce Indian reservation, and I found a cemetery there. And as I was walking around the cemetery, it's a very old cemetery, found some interesting gravestones, but the one stone that interested me the most was the gravestone above the remains of a little girl by the name of Alvina Moore. She lived only 6 years, from 1914 to 1920. It was her name, her dates, her parents' names. Above the stone, there was a beautifully carved in stone lamb. And at the very base of the stone, there was this little phrase, budded on earth to bloom in heaven. I thought that was a beautiful way to think about life here on earth, even though it was for her cut short, yet life, according to God's plan, ultimately fulfilled in eternity. Budded here, but to bloom in heaven. 2 Corinthians 5:5. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. How can we be sure of all of these things? How can we be sure of our connection to God? Paul again reiterates this, as he does in many places in all of his writings. It is a guarantee that comes to us from the Holy Spirit. We are sealed in the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit always works through the Word of God. In his first letter to the Corinthians, Paul said, "No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit." And so when we think of life's difficulties and hardships, when we find ourselves struggling in temptation, sometimes when we have lost and given into that temptation, that is where we return again and again to God's word in baptism, to God's word in communion, because those words are the work of the Holy Spirit to seal us and to sustain us in our faith. Jesus used the word of God when he himself faced temptation, as you remember, in the wilderness. 3 times, with each of Satan's deceptions, Jesus responded with God's words of truth. But we see just the opposite of that side whenever someone fell into temptation. When Adam and Eve fell into temptation, they were not thinking about God's word. When we read of David facing his temptations in his life, there again, there is the lack of God's word. The same for Peter when he denied Christ. God's word, the work of the Holy Spirit, is our guarantee. Verses 6 and 7. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. The Bible teaches us again and again to be careful about thinking about appearances and the way things seem to be here on earth, but rather look at things that are eternal, which are so often unseen, seen only through the eyes of faith, only through the Word of God. Again, the promises that people held on to, like Jairus, whose daughter had died, and Jesus came to visit him. And Jesus said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid, only believe." Then went on to raise his daughter to life. This is God's ultimate promise. No matter what things appear to be, dying, decaying, falling apart, no matter what, God's guarantee and God's promise to us is that in him, it is always about life. Our last verses, 9 and 10. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. I began the message by saying there is this phrase, so-and-so is so heavenly minded, they are no earthly good. And Paul shows us that it actually is good to be heavenly minded, and that if we are heavenly minded, we can also do a lot of good here on this earth. We can do those things that are well-pleasing to God because we always look at our life from his point of view. And as we do that, sometimes we are fearful, but that is where we need to remember. From God's point of view, through the blood of Christ, he sees us as his redeemed people. In just a few verses of this same chapter, St. Paul will say, "He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." So we don't have to be afraid of judgment day. And yet at the same time, we can also think of our life with God's point of view and how he helps us, how he promises these things for us, and how we do not have to be afraid of the decay and the destruction that is caused by sin in this earthly life. Eric Barker was a missionary in the country of Portugal during World War II. And when things got really bad, especially at the beginning of the war in that part of the world, he was told he needed to evacuate. He didn't want to leave his mission, though, so he put his wife and his 8 children on a ship and sent them back to England. But he received notice the next Sunday as he stepped into the pulpit and he began his sermon there and began to preach. He told the congregation that he had received notice that his family had arrived safely home. Little at that moment did the congregation realize what he was really saying, because the notice he had received was that the ship they were on had been torpedoed by a German submarine and that all had perished. And yet what Eric Barker said to the congregation that day was true and captures exactly what St. Paul is saying here to us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. They are safely home. Those who are in Christ now will be with Christ forever. And we don't have to be afraid. And that is how we can think of this life on earth as being helped by our life that God has given to us, promised to us in Christ in heaven. Amen. Please rise. O Lord God, we give thanks for these promises. Bless us with the life you've given to us here on earth. Bless us with the spiritual life through your word, our baptism, our renewal in Christ. Help us to continue growing always, ever living in him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.